This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Bonita Enza, the co-founder and CEO of BB For Me, an app for providers and clients to manage their lifestyle appointments, payments, communication, client portfolios, and much more. Bonita, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And you're certainly more than welcome. So, Bonita, you always had a passion for wellness, yoga, nutrition, and a very healthy lifestyle. Where does this passion come from, and why do you think it's so important?
Well, my passion for wellness really comes from my own journey and experiences. I've always been a believer that true health lies at the intersection of our mind, body, and spirit. And so early, in fact, that at age 7, I decided I wasn't going to eat meat. And I was exploring writings of some of our early nutrition experts and mixing up wheat germ and flaxseed smoothies way before it was popular. And later in my career, I had a busy travel schedule, most intense during the holidays, which is always the height of cold and flu season. And, of course, it was always a lot of stress involved with that. So to stay healthy, I started exploring a lot of modalities that I felt could help me. And I tried everything. You know, I love yoga, meditation, massage, chiropractic, acupuncture, Reiki, nutrition. So I really experimented with a lot of things personally that I found helpful. And probably the number one thing that I've learned is to really listen to my body and ask what it's needing. And part of the reason we created BB For Me was because we realized that there's an opportunity to provide better access to wellness professionals who provide these services. And, you know, that way, I know that was part of my own challenge. It's like, I know I want to have this, let's say, a massage, but finding the right professional, creating that connection can be challenging. So we wanted to create a space where whether, you know, wellness or feeling better at the time is going to be a massage or a manicure, you can find a provider of those services near you and easily book an appointment.
Now, you created BB For Me with your co-founders so people would have better access to providers and so providers could give even more to their clients. Tell us a little bit about that journey and how BB For Me can help us all.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, we really, really came from our experience of wanting to, you know, find these services and service providers and the frustration of trying to book and get an appointment or find the right person. And, you know, both my co-founder, B, and I have traveled a lot and lived in different cities. And unless you know someone that knows someone, it can be really hard to find the right person. I know at one point I moved to New York where, you know, there are thousands of people that provide amazing beauty, fitness, or wellness services. But it was really hard to go through and, you know, search and find and then get the appointment booked. So, you know, at one point I wanted to get a massage. I went online and I was researching and Googling and trying to find the right place and location. And then I had to call, and then there were no appointments available when I wanted to get my massage. And, you know, after a couple of hours, I was more stressed than when I started. And, you know, at the end, I didn't get that massage. So, you know, one of the things we realized, B and I both had this challenge. We decided that we wanted BB For Me to really take the stress out of the process. So we started working directly with service providers and finding about how they book, what that process could look like, and really try to think of a different way to make this connection happen. So we are working directly with independent beauty, fitness, and wellness providers. They create listings on BB For Me with their prices, their services, you know, information about themselves, their credentials, so that when clients or consumers want to go on to BB For Me, there's a discover section, and they can just click and discover people. It's sorted by people nearby. We have verified reviews by consumers that have actually taken those services. Not anyone can just go on and write a review, so they are verified. And then we can see, as a consumer, you can see the actual schedule availability of that professional and book directly. So that was one of my challenges also, is I would think of wanting to book something, but of course it was like 11 at night and the place of business wasn't open. So we're taking some of those pains out of that process. And BB for Me just launched, so we're currently signing up professionals that want to be a part of our platform so that we have more and more providers that our clients can discover.
Most brilliant idea. You got to love it. Now, how do you see BB for Me working to help the everyday client take better control of their wellness, health, and beauty activities, and why will it be important to them?
Yeah, you know, our vision is to really create a robust marketplace of the best beauty, fitness, and wellness providers. So we're creating a sense of discovery so that as a consumer, I can either just explore and discover different types of wellness services and providers that I can book with and see their schedule, see their reviews, see their availability, and book with them. And the other thing that we're doing is we're really looking for a variety of wellness providers and style, beauty, fitness, and wellness professionals. So it's not just that you can say, okay, I know I want to try get a massage, but maybe there are other modalities available, and a sense of discovery is really important. If you think about, you know, amassing a group of people that help you, whether it's with your nutrition, your esthetician, or your stylist, you know, having that all in one place and being able to find and book very quickly is one of the things that we're focused on.
Today we are speaking with Benita Enza, the co-founder and CEO of BB for Me, an app for providers and clients to manage their lifestyle, appointments, payments, communication, client portfolios, and more here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Benita, what challenges do providers have that BB for Me will solve and therefore enable them to spend more time and more energy on clients?
Yeah, you know, that's the other side of the equation that we discover. You know, we've already talked about the consumer side of being able to find and book easily. On the professional side, as we started talking to people, we found that increasingly these professionals are working independently versus as employees. So in the old model, you would go to the salon or the spa or wherever it was and book through the business. More and more professionals in these industries are entrepreneurs working for themselves, managing their own business. And with that comes a lot of freedom, but they also have the responsibility for finding and booking their clients themselves. And oftentimes these are professionals that are very creative. They're very talented at what they do. And they also are very mobile, and they work from their phone rather than a computer. So we took a lot of these things into consideration when we decided to make BB for Me a mobile application. A lot of times these professionals are taking calls and texts all day and checking their book to see when they can fit their clients in. And this can be distracting when they're with another client. They aren't able to give their full attention to the client they're with, because the phone is pinging and someone's trying to get in for an appointment. They also are keeping all of their systems in different places. So their client information they might have on cards or in a different location than their schedule. They're taking payment on a third platform. So the core of BB for Me is really a robust scheduling system that publishes the professional services, their prices, and their open availability so that clients can book directly. But just as important are all the client records, having their client list easily accessible to see when their client was in for their last appointment, any notes about the client's preferences. And another thing that these professionals need to do, they're responsible for all their updates and reminders. And BB4Me has a pretty robust reminder and update system so that clients are automatically reminded about their appointments the day of and the day before their appointment. So basically, we found that by creating BB4Me, we could solve a lot of the business management challenges that these professionals have trying to be independent and manage their own schedules and payments and reminders, and at the same time, create a great access point for clients to more easily book directly with them and to find them.
Looks like a no-brainer from both ends of the spectrum. Now, what is the one piece of wellness advice you would give to everyone, regardless of their age, demographic, or motivation?
You know, probably the one thing that I would say is that, you know, really there's no magic pill to feel good, to be well. And, you know, feeling good, being healthy and strong, it requires action, you know, and whether that's reading something inspirational, taking the stairs instead of the elevator, or, you know, following up on that idea to book with a nutrition expert. You know, we believe at BB4Me that, you know, it's important to take that action. And one of our goals is to make it easy to discover and book with a variety of people. So, you know, I think that the great thing is we live in a time where there's a lot of access to information. We can research and look for the types of services and the things that we want to try to help us feel better. And with BB4Me, we can make it easier to take that action and to turn that idea into an actual appointment and a relationship with a great group of professionals that are also committed to helping us as clients look and feel our best.
Well, Benita, I think it's fabulous, and folks, you've got to go check it out. And speaking of which, where can listeners get all the details and download the app?
Yeah, great. So the app is available on both iPhone and Android phones. They can go to the app stores and download it by typing in the search bar BB4Me. That's BB4Me. And if you'd like to learn more about our app, we have a website, joinbb4me.com. So please feel free to come learn more about us, and feel free to contact us with any questions. We always love feedback, and we're looking forward to seeing some of our listeners on our app soon.
And no doubt about that. Again, Benita, it has been our pleasure to have had you, and continued success, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
And you as well. We have been speaking with Benita Enza, the co-founder and CEO of BB4Me, an app for providers and clients to manage their lifestyle, appointments, payments, communication, client portfolios, and much more. It is available on the App Store and the Android Marketplace. And you can get more details at joinbb4me.com. Again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.